Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Right, let's get across to the sports desk. We're being Tuesday. Sometimes it's just a little bit quiet, but there's quite a bit of live sport going on around the world, and we'll highlight some NBA action very shortly with Finn. But first of all, to Brian.
Yeah, so I'm going to head straight to the fight desk. Well, I don't know if this is the fight desk per se, but TKO Group Holdings, the people who own WWE and UFC, they've flexed a bit of muscle and today announced that WWE's NXT background will take place at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas on Sunday, June 9. It'll be the first ever WWE event to be hosted in the UFC Institute, and looks to be quite big. I wouldn't know. I know Shawn Michaels runs NXT, and I know about one NXT wrestler because she's a former Bellator fighter, but I'm not sure where NXT is in their sort of realm of Raw and SmackDown and stuff, but still think it's quite exciting news. I reckon you will eventually see a few more UFC stars post-retirement end up in the WWE, and we've seen that it's a lot harder for the WWE people to go that way. Smithy.
Ronda Rousey, gone for good.
She's an interesting case. So, yeah, obviously she went over, she became the champion, and I haven't seen anything about her recently. There's different champions now. The Kiwi girl was back wrestling. She's not on any big tickets. I've seen nothing on her posters. I did see the start of a documentary on her where she was sitting in a chair just sobbing her eyes out in front of the interviewer. So things going on behind the scenes for her. We don't know where she is at these days.
Right. Okay. Very good. Let's get across to basketball because just quickly, sorry, Brian, you got your hand.
I have one more announced yesterday. The fairy tale you know, the story you don't. Discover the journey to the recent world record breaking foal sale in the upcoming feature documentary, A Horse Named Winx. So, Walla Racing in conjunction with filmmakers. They are making a documentary about the life and times of the great racehorse Winx. I think that'll be something you'd be interested in there, Smithy.
I'll be glued. I'll go to the premiere. I'd absolutely go to, and you know what colour I'd wear? Blue.
Blue.
And I'd wear my Winx. And I'd wear my Winx cap.
I see it.
Signed by Huey Bowman, signed by Chris Waller.
I'd
be wearing it. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm in. I'm absolutely in, boots and all. That anything around Winx, and my number one son will be there. Even now, he'll be sitting outside, and they haven't even started doing it. So there you go. Right. Okay, let's move across to Finn, fabulous Finn, to see what's going on in the NBA world this morning, and I think the Cavs are in action, aren't they?
Yeah, so the Cavs and the Sixers and the Knicks are all in action right now, so the Cavs and the Magic are a little bit ahead. Right now, they're in the second quarter. The Cavaliers are up 35 to 28. Donovan Mitchell already putting up 16 points on 6 of 8 shooting, looking good. If he continues this, I really don't see the Cavs really dropping this game either. In terms of the Sixers and the Knicks, it's only halfway through the first quarter, only 15-9 to the Sixers right now. Honestly, it's too early to really say much right here. But yeah, a game later on as well. We got the Lakers and the Nuggets in game two. I probably will tip the Nuggets going back to defending home court and leaving Denver with a 2-0 lead. Everyone is probable. Shouldn't be any injuries randomly coming up. But yeah, that's all from the NBA. And just a little bit of quick news on the NBL for anyone interested in free agency. William McDowell-White has announced to all NBL teams he will be taking his talents to Europe. So Breakers fans, unfortunately, he will not be returned to the Breakers. But on the bright side, he won't be playing against us either.
So anywhere in Europe specified yet? Or is there any deal done? Or is he just preempting something? Or
he's just vocally serious? Told the teams that were interested in him that he won't be staying in Australia and will be heading somewhere in Europe. Not sure where that will be or who is interested. He's obviously been in talks with some teams. There's no details yet, but he will not be returning to the Australian NBL for next season.
Big loss. Very big loss, because I remember this time last year everyone was craving or cramming to try and get his signature on a piece of paper. And of course, he came back to the Breakers, and he came back to Māori Māua, but gone this time around. Maybe a reflection on the season that they had, and he just wants to go a little bit further in his career. So Europe is beckoning for him. We have got a text or two in as well. Rugby suffering hugely because of no South Africa and weak Australian sides. Also, the South Auckland Warriors get far more attention than they deserve because they're only one team and the Auckland-centric media focus on them. Okay, fair enough. Good point of view. And it's true. They do get a lot of attention. And as we said before, one of the reasons why is because they respond to the media. And that's always a good way to work in the communication business, I can promise you. Dino says, I think Staffy was onto it. Auckland is a rugby league town now. Rugby is second now in Auckland. That's not good for the All Blacks. That's a pretty wide-ranging discussion point, that. Is Auckland, our major city, now predominantly a rugby league city as opposed to rugby union, Brian?
In what, I'm just wondering, in what way is it not good for the All Blacks? Because there was the saying, you would remember, that when Auckland rugby is doing good, the All Blacks are doing good. But then the Crusaders took that over, and it looks like Wellington is about to take that over again. So I'm just wondering what sort of perspective, because I still believe people will travel to Auckland to watch the All Blacks play at Eden Park. I don't think it will have any effect there. And the Aucklanders, who may prefer rugby league now, will. I mean, it's still a huge carrot, the All Blacks at Eden Park.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm just wondering, yes.
It'll still be the biggest selling ticket in town, perhaps with the exception of the Warriors hosting a massive playoff game, a massive, massive playoff game. All Blacks against England should have massive appeal. In days gone by, absolutely massive appeal. Bledisloe Cup games at Eden Park usually have massive appeal. And I reckon Joe Smith will bring thousands of people in too, because I think a lot of people have got faith, even here, that Joe Smith might be a big factor in Australia just having a bit of a revival. Right, let's take a breather. Thank you, gentlemen, for the Sports Desk update. And it is now 11:53, 11 minute or two with Staff before midday.